all there.
Yeah.
So it really could be done both ways. It could be one motion where you talk about each of those four parts. It could be done as a separate motion for each one of those. Usually it's done in one motion. That's been the precedent that I've seen over the years. And that might be a little more difficult to arrive at a consensus for getting a motion approved, but that's usually how it's done, is in one motion.
Well.
So, and could we just, with that first part, and then just say, but.
Let me just quickly take a straw poll on the height. No?
No.
No.
Okay, so on the height, you're unanimous on no. Okay, to the second.
The parking, to me, I don't have a problem with the parking. I mean, I think dropping the numbers, it's not huge significant. I think this is going to be so significant.
I would add to that the backup plan, just a backup plan in case.
So in your motion, would you condition it that if at a future date it is decided that more parking is needed, that would be required, or is it just total elimination of the parking or reduction of the parking from 302?
I would say definitely that we would need to have additional parking in the future if it was needed.
Okay.
So we would have that.
Andrew?
Yay.
Travis?
I agree with that.
And this is just a straw poll. This is not the motion, Janine.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to keep going?
Yes, and I think removing that road, and I don't know where I am on this paper, but removing the private road and turning it into a walking trail is fine. I don't think that should be a problem.
Andrew?
Yep.
Travis?
I agree.
Laura?
Fine.
Janine? Okay.
And then the last one was that the last one?
Reducing from four to two phases.
I would say go ahead and reduce from four to two phases if that isn't going to make a significant difference on the plan.
I would be fine with that.
Project, yeah.
So, one.
Okay. So Kelly has made a motion. I'm going to summarize.
Thank you very much.
That for the Midway Mountain Spa.
Andy, we have a comment. I don't know if this is the time, but.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. It's just this need is very important. How does that be defined on parking spaces? Well, in the end, 302 are needed, right?
So the motion was made that we are in favor of reducing the parking from 302 to 287 with a condition that if it is decided at a future date additional parking is needed, the applicant will be required to raise the limit on parking.
And my question is, how do you define that need?
And that's going to have to be up to the staff.
How this has been done in the past is if the city engineer and the city planner observe that there is a problem on site, then that would be the catalyst for the developer having to create that extra parking.
Okay. And then we can talk offline about Zermatt and Homestead parking that.
And this is just a recommendation from the Planning Commission to the City Council. This is, the City Council has final oversight on this. Okay, so let's try this again. Kelly is making a motion for the Midway Mountain Spa request to increase the height limit from 35 to 48. She's making a motion to deny that portion of the request based on the recommendation of denial is based on the exceptions of the staff report, the list of accepted findings, and the reason of denial is it contradicts the development agreement. Is that? We're good to move?
Yeah, master plan agreement.
Okay. For the recommendation f- for the reduction of parking. Kelly is making a motion to agree with the request to reduce the number of required parking stalls from 302 to 287, conditioned upon the staff findings, with the condition that at a future date, if it is determined that 287 parking stalls is not sufficient, that the applicant or owner at the time will be required to provide additional parking. The third part of the motion is to allow the reduction of the phasing from 4 to 2 based on the staff recommendations and findings. And the last part of the motion is to remove the inner private road and replace it with a private walking path based on the staff report and findings. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Could I just add one thing? I just want to know, for purposes of the motion, are you incorporating what Michael described as a traditional way of determining parking need, which is it would be the planning director and the city engineer, if they determined there was a need, that would trigger?
I think that's fair, Katie.
Would it be okay to add this to the motion?
Yeah.
As long as Melanie has this.
Okay,
so there is a motion by Kelly, a second
by Laura.
Okay, for the purpose of this vote on the motion, Kelly.
I vote aye.
Yes,
okay.
Correct. Andrew.
Which
yay.
Yay.
Laura, Janine.
Yes.
Okay. The recommendation to the city council is to deny the height and to allow the parking, the path, and the phasing. Okay. The next item on the agenda, Kevin Payne of Payne Family Trust is requesting preliminary and final approval of a rural preservation subdivision to be known as Vincent Fields Rural Preservation Subdivision. The property is 5 acres and located at 1281 South Stringtown Road and is zoned RA-1-43. Michael.
In the police and commission, you got me on.
Oh, Katie, thank you.
So, land use summary. So this is a little bit, the most confusing part about this one is we're actually changing 3 different plats or involving multiple plats. So I'm just going to take a little bit to walk through it, but I think it will become clear what's happening. So what's before you right now is a request from Mr. Payne to create what would be known as the Vincent Fields Rural Preservation Subdivision, which would consist of 1 5-acre parcel, is in the RA-143 zoning, would be one lot. There's a building pad that is proposed that you'll see on future slides. It does not abut Stringtown Road, but the entrance access would be from Stringtown Road. So a private driveway would be required for access, and under our code, that would require a 30-foot wide easement for access. It's going to be easier when I show you on the maps where that's going to be. No sensitive lands identified. The lot will connect, we anticipate, to Midway's Culinary Water Line, Irrigation Company's Secondary Water Line, and Sanitation District, although the parcel is large enough that it could have an on-site septic system as approved by the Wasatch County Health Department. So, birds eye view. So this is down along Stringtown Road, and it abuts Whimsy Willow, which is that the name? Whimsy Willow is where Kevin resides. This is, and Vincent Field subdivision is an existing subdivision, 3-lot subdivision immediately to the south of him. What's being proposed is actually, and this is it. So there is, and the Vincent Field subdivision consists of 3 current lots. And if you go to the next one. So this is the current lot configuration. Ignore the one on the top, not because it's ignorable, because that's where Kevin lives, but that's Whimsy Willow. If we look at the bottom, everything that where Michael's showing, the 3 lots are currently the one lot that's on the west. Then there's approximately 4-acre lot, the top one, that's kind of rectangular Pennsylvania looking-ish, and then the bottom, which is about the same. This is a current lot for Vincent Fields subdivision. If you go to the next one. The proposed lot configuration is still going to be three lots, but now you still have the existing lot that's on the west. You have a new second lot that would be on the bottom on the southwest, which is actually made up of parts of some of the former lots. And the third lot would be this rural preservation on the right. In order to do this, there's going to have to be some land that's taken out of the existing Vincent Fields subdivision. So it's going to have to be vacated from that one. Some of it will go north up to Whimsy Willow, hence changing that plat. Some of it will go into the newly created rural subdivision. So that's the confusing part, is that we're involving so many plats. The end result is that you still have a three-lot subdivision, but it's going to be configured differently. Did anybody follow that, or is it just completely confusing?
No.
It confused me the first time, but I understood it as I came along. If you go to the next one, let's see if we can do it. Oops, no, go back one. I'm actually going to stand up for a second.
Do you want a pointer?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, get a pointer.
Awesome.
There should be five on that.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
You got
awesome.
Plenty
thank
of pointers.
You.
Okay, what's the trick for turn? Oh, you press the button. Yeah. Okay. So, again, can we go back to the existing? Okay, current lot configuration. Kevin lives up here. We've got one, two, three. This lot is really not changing. Keep in mind these two lots. Now what's going to happen is this lot is going to get smaller and become this little lot. And then parts of this lot and the remaining down here is going to become the rural subdivision. And then this top part up here is going to go into Whimsy Willow. Okay? So this is the proposed lot configuration. You still have three lots, but you've moved everything around. Now the only other thing I'll throw in to make it just a little bit more confusing is Mr. Payne would like, so this is the proposed and we'll kind of get into the specifics in a minute, but right now the first proposal we got from Mr. Payne is that this would be the new division between this subdivision down here and this up here. There is, what he has asked is if the commission is open to considering it, going down this route, he'd also like to have the option of straightening out this lot line so you didn't have this jag right here, so that you had a line that went straight across, making this lot a little shorter and a little wider if this lot owner agreed to it. And I think, and Kevin can speak more clearly to it, that that hasn't been resolved yet. So the question before the commission really is whether we can go from the first three lots, this configuration, which is existing, to the next one, this configuration with this line either here or straight across.
Do we have any diagrams that show the access to these lots?
So this would be the access to this lot down here. So
yeah.
This is a rural subdivision. And when I talked earlier, this is where the 30-foot easement would have to come back, and the building pad is estimated to be there. And we do have that.
Very difficult to see.
It's hard to see. That's the tough part.
So this shows that there's a building pad here. It's almost impossible to see. And then there you can see there will be a 30-foot easement on the southern boundary of this 1-acre lot right here. So meeting code requirements for a road.
This is with the straight line across. So if we go back to the last one, this is with the, it doesn't look that different to me, but that's the jag. That's the jag.
And this is straight.
And this is straight. So these would be the two proposals, but the meat of what they're asking for remains the same in both. So some discussion items. So currently, what Mr. Payne is saying is that when all of this restructuring is done, you'll still have three lots in the Vincent Fields subdivision.